I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. Am I really willing to do this? Because if the answer to that question is no, or the question is I'm not sure, then that means you shouldn't be doing it. Unless it's a resounding yes, then the answer is no.
StayAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
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 Work on your game. Work on your game.
Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Super You, the Mental Handbook, the Mental Workbook, 25 Reasons to Quit Worrying, 25 Conversation Starters, the Overseas Basketball Blueprint, Buy a Game. You either love those books or you would love them if you had read them already. But how would you like, even better, to let me read them to you? How would you like to get the audio version of any of the books that I've mentioned, any book that I've ever put out? You can now. I've partnered with Audible to get you a free 30-day trial of Audible, where you can get any one of my books completely for free, and you can keep the book at the end of your trial even if you choose not to stick with Audible. If you choose to stick with Audible, you get a free book every month on top of special prices for any books that you wish to purchase. Get your free Audible 30-day trial membership and your free Dre Baldwin book by going to DreAllDay.com/audible right now. I have something free for you. The Super You, my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. I want to send you a free copy of that book, physical, not digital, not a PDF. All you need to do is go to DreAllDay.com/free, and I'll send you a free copy of The Super You. You take care of the shipping. Again, that's my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence called The Super You. Go to DreAllDay.com/free. And I'll send you a copy of that book. Do it now. Let's get to it. Congratulations, people. You are now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when you have yet to achieve the success you've expected. And on top of this, you're going to become a go-getter because you'll have a personal initiative to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you had the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is the question. We're going to be answering this question. Is my goal worth the effort? I get asked this question sometimes, especially from up-and-coming athletes who are looking at their goal of playing basketball, maybe collegiately on a scholarship, or playing basketball professionally somewhere in the world. And based on where they are at the moment, maybe they just started playing, maybe they're in high school, maybe they're in some country that's outside of USA and they don't know the exact route that it'll take to get from where they are to getting to play in the USA or the NBA or wherever it is overseas, wherever that they want to play. And they sometimes say, well, I'm not sure if it's even worth the effort. Or they ask me, do I think it's worth the effort? Or they tell me, hell, they are considering that it may not be worth it because, and then they have all these things that they've gone through or things that they've tried or reasons they believe that maybe trying is not even worth it. So today's topic is we're going to address this. We're going to get to the bottom of whatever goal you have, whether your goal may be to become the CEO of your company. And right now you're working in the mailroom or you're cleaning bathrooms. Your goal may be to start a business that becomes a $1 billion business. And right now you can't even get 10 people to buy the first product that you put out. You can't even get 3 people to sign up for your email list. Maybe your goal is to have the biggest podcast or YouTube channel out there, but you could barely get a few subscribers who even want to listen to what it is that you have to say. So is the goal worth the effort? Because you can see clearly from where you stand that there is going to be a whole lot of effort involved in you getting from where you are to where you're going. And I'll verify that, yes, there will be a lot of effort, but is it even worth it? Is it even worth it? A, once you get there, does that make all this effort and all the investment worth everything you put into it? And B, even if you put everything that you feel you'll need to put into it, will you even reach the goal? So these are two questions that you're asking when you ask, is the goal worth the effort? So let's look at some things that can help you figure out whether that answer is a yes or if it's a no. Point number one, understand that this question, this is something that you need to get an answer on pretty early into the situation, whatever you're going after. Maybe you get this answer before you begin. Hey, do I really want to put all this effort into it? Actually, once you know what it's actually going to take, because you don't want to ask the question before you even know what you're going to have to put into it, what kind of investment you're going to have to put into reaching your goal. Once you know what that investment is, what that entails, then maybe you can ask yourself before you even begin, do I really want to put all this into this? Because you don't want to sink too many resources into something. And you can do it early. Maybe once you've put some effort in, you put some time and energy and attention into what you're going after. Hey, do I really want to keep doing this? Is this something that I could see myself doing every single day or every week or every year or whatever it is? You just went through a hard workout. Are you willing to have a workout that hard every week or every day or every other day or four times a week or whatever the situation happens to be? Am I willing to train myself every off season the way I trained myself this past off season to get in shape? Am I really willing to do this? Because if the answer to that question is no, or the question is I'm not sure, then that means you shouldn't be doing it. Unless it's a resounding yes, then the answer is no. Derek Sivers wrote a blog post where he said the topic of the blog post was yes or hell no. I actually did a podcast episode on that very topic. I'll tell you the number in a moment. But the whole premise is, listen, when you get presented with an opportunity to do something, whether that's somebody asking you to go to lunch, whether it's you deciding to start a business, whatever it is, anything. You want to be a basketball player? You want to date this girl? You want to listen to this new radio show that just came out? The answer is either hell yeah or it's no. And that's episode 196 of the Work On Your Game podcast. And that full archive, again, is at dreallday.com/podcast. If you didn't know, full archive of the show, dreallday.com/podcast. So ask yourself, once you've started, once you put some effort in, put some time and energy in, or before you even start, at least once you know what is going to be required of you, is this something that I really want to go for? Because you don't want to sink too much into it and then realize that you're in the wrong place doing the wrong thing. Point number two. Just a couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago, I was on the Periscope live with Scott Adams, a guy who I mentioned before, a couple of his books I've mentioned here. Actually, one of them I mentioned in my last favorite books episode. It's called Win Bigly. He also wrote a book called How to Fail at Almost Everything and Still Succeed at Life. Both really good books that are on my recommended reading list at dreallday.com/read, R-E-A-D. One of the things that Scott said on that Periscope that I was on, I had given some answer, and one of the things that he added on to my answer and said, many people underestimate their odds of success in life. They think that their odds of success are much longer than they actually are. And the reason why most people think that, and I know why, and here it is. Often in business, and we're talking sports is a business. We're talking the actual business world, what we know as the business world. We're talking the academic world. All of these things involve money, so they're all the business world. Oftentimes, you only need one person to agree with you or to buy from you or to believe in you in order to get to that winning point, in order to become a winner in what you're doing. Now, what do I mean? I mean, you may be thinking to yourself, okay, well, Dre, if I'm running a business and I have a product or a service to offer and only one person buys it, that doesn't make me a winner, Dre. If I'm playing basketball and only one person thinks I have game, I'm not sure that makes me a winner. If I'm a musician or a ballet dancer and only one person thinks I'm a pretty good dancer, that doesn't make me a winner. What do you mean? Well, let me explain to you what I mean. When I was playing pro basketball, and I told this story, when I went to my first professional exposure camp, I knew that I only needed to show off for one person. Only one person who was in that crowd amongst all those agents and coaches and scouts and managers watching the games and team owners, only one of them needed to be impressed with me simply because if you just think about it, I can only sign one contract at a time. I can't play on 10 different teams at the same time. So even if all 300 decision makers in the crowd loved my game, I couldn't sign with all 300 teams. I can only sign with one, which means I only needed to impress one person. I get one person to believe in me. Okay, now I have a contract. Now I got to show my game. Once I get on that contract and start playing, I play well enough there. Now I only need one other team to believe in me. I can go to that team or maybe the same team. And then I need one more. And then I need one more. So it's not me against a million other guys. It's me just trying to get one person to be impressed by what it is that I'm bringing to the table. And that's the way that I looked at it. So instead of looking at it as, man, I got to be one in a million to make it pro, which is actually the literal stat, is probably worse odds than that. I wasn't looking at the other million guys trying to get it. I'm looking for the one person who may be interested and impressed by what it is that I'm doing. If you are trying to write a book, well, you wrote a book and you want to get your book published by a traditional publisher. You don't want to self-publish. You want to go through a publisher. You only need to get one publisher to believe in your book, right? If you got 10 publishers believing in your book, maybe you can drive the price up at that point because you can get them into a bidding war. But in general, you only need one publisher to believe. You get one publisher to believe in that first book. And usually if it's your first time around, you're not going to have 10 publishers going against each other trying to get to you unless you happen to be a famous person already. If you're not famous, you just have a good book. You just need one. Get one to believe in you. You do good on that one. Now you're going to have everybody coming at you. I remember hearing a story about Jay-Z when he first came out rapping. His first album in 1996 was called Reasonable Doubt. If you heard the album, you know the album has been retroactively, it wasn't called a classic when it first came out, but retroactively been called a classic. And I definitely agree with that. One of Jay-Z's best pieces of work. Even once that album was done and the people around him who were going to try to shop that album and shop the Jay-Z brand and get some record company to believe in him or get radio to play his music, they all had a challenge. The challenge that they presented to Jay-Z and Jay-Z's team was, we don't really have a hit record on this album. Raps are good, Jay-Z. We love the stories that you tell. We like your style. But back in 1996, if you were going to get seen, heard, and known as a rapper, you needed to get on the radio. Now, the radio still exists, but it isn't what it was then, simply because anybody can go on a SoundCloud or start a podcast or go on. For years, it was MySpace music or wherever you put your music out these days. You can just publish yourself. But back then, you had to get radio to buy into what you were doing because that's where all the consumers were. They were listening to the radio. Whatever got played on the radio, if they liked it, they would go out and buy it. And that's how you would really get going in the music business. And Jay-Z didn't really have that. He didn't have any music on there. What people said was, the stuff he's talking about, like hustling and being in the streets and being this drug dealer in both sides of the game. Yes, he has a little bit of a unique angle on it, but he wasn't the first guy coming out of New York rapping about dealing drugs. This was not a new thing. He wasn't bringing any new flavor to the game. He had his own style, but his topic, his subject matter wasn't that different. So what they needed to do was get somebody, they needed to get a cosign. They needed to get a cosign from somebody that could help Jay get a little bit hot. So the first cosign they got was from a singer named Mary J. Blige. Mary J. Blige sung on a song called I Can't Knock the Hustle, the first song on Jay-Z's album. And that helped a little bit, but they said, no, we still need something else. This song is good, but we need something else. We need somebody else that's hot to co-sign Jay, to be on the song with Jay-Z, something that can get him on the radio, that the radio's definitely going to play it. And they went and found this 16-year-old rapper, 16-year-old female by the name of Foxy Brown. Foxy Brown got on the song with Jay-Z. The song's called Ain't No Nigga. If you've never heard, you've heard the song. It's called, even if you don't listen to rap, you've heard that song. Foxy Brown gets on the song with Jay-Z, kills her verse. And because Foxy Brown was on that song, you can go on YouTube and look up the video to that song if you've never seen it. That record is the one that got Jay-Z on the radio. And that record is the one that made Jay-Z a quote unquote household name. Just because he got that one person. I don't know how they got Foxy Brown to be on the song. Maybe because they paid her a certain amount. Maybe she was cool with somebody who was cool with somebody else, building the network. Who knows? But for whatever reason, they got Foxy Brown on that song. Foxy Brown was the one. Now, you want to know who was the person who helped Jay-Z blow up? The one person, in terms of musically, was Foxy Brown. She got on that record. That song became a hit. Then everybody said, okay, let's hear what else this guy has to say. They loved it, and then the rest became history. Every day on this show, I talk about confidence, the ability to put yourself out there boldly and authentically. How would you like to be able to keep yourself out there? To stand your ground when challenged, to speak like you mean it, both in your tonality and the energy behind what you say. And how would you like to call the shots in your own life? Maybe call the shots in your business, call the shots on your team or in your family. Learn how to do all of the above and more with my 30-day course called ASAP Confidence. What if you were able to go from the average bench player to the starting lineup just through a change in your psychology? What if everybody had to straighten up when you walked in the room instead of the other way around? What if people were falling all over themselves trying to measure up to your standards instead of you trying to measure up to theirs? What if you could generate more business just by transferring your own personal self-belief to that of your prospects and your clients and the people you're talking to? What if you looked at yourself every morning and you saw the first-class person that you truly are instead of seeing someone who is incapable or someone who's inferior or someone who's never going to reach their goals? You will do all of that through my course called ASAP Confidence. Learn to put yourself out there boldly and authentically and consistently, not just for 30 days, but for the rest of your life. Get full details and get started at dreallday.com/ASAP. That's dreallday.com/ASAP for ASAP Confidence. Now let's get back to the show. Point number three, today's topic, is my goal worth the effort. Point number three, decide the end situation. What is the end goal, the outcome in your life that you're really willing to sell out for? And when I say sell out, I mean, we're talking about the five forms of investment before here on this podcast. What is the outcome in your life that you are willing to sell out for? Five forms of investment being time, money, attention, energy, and focus. What are you willing to sell all of your time, give away all your money, or invest all your money, all your attention, focus, and put all your energy into if you knew you would achieve fill in the blank outcome? What are you willing to sell out for? Now, understand that me asking this question now on this podcast does not mean you need to come up with this answer now as you're listening to me talk. You may have to give yourself some time, maybe a few days, maybe a few weeks, where you really need to think about this one and figure it out. Try some things out in your life. Go see what you like. Go see what you don't like. Test your assumptions. See what other people are doing, things that may look interesting to you, maybe not interesting to you. You got to actually go and get that activity knowledge and do things so you can see what you like. Assess your experiences. Assess how you feel through those experiences. And for some people, understand this, some people it comes to them quickly. Some people know as soon as they hit adulthood, maybe even before that, exactly what they were meant to do in life. This is where we get the Bill Gateses and the Steve Jobs and these people who seem to be these childhood prodigies, and they take it straight through their adult lives and they become these icons. Some people, it comes to them quickly like that. And some people, it comes to them later. Some people may be in their 40s and 50s, 60s, 70s even. You've heard the story of Colonel Sanders of KFC, I believe in his 70s when he started KFC. So he didn't know exactly what that was he wanted to sell out for in his life until he got to that age. Jay-Z, he was 25, 26 years old when he started making that first album. Before that, he was just dealing drugs. And he knew he wanted to be a drug dealer all his life, but it took him several years of dealing drugs before he really had a serious conversation with himself when he said, okay, if I keep doing this, I'm either going to die, I'm going to spend the rest of my life in jail. What else am I going to do? So he decided to give rapping a shot, and it turned out after he did it, it wasn't like Jay-Z just said, man, I love rap, I'm going to just spend my whole life rapping. That wasn't the thing. For those of you who know Jay-Z's story, even on his second album, Jay-Z was telling people, this is it. I'm only doing three albums. First, it was going to be one album. Then he said, okay, I'll do a second album. Then he said, okay, I'll do a third. And then it became a fourth, fifth, sixth, et cetera, et cetera. But Jay-Z was only going to do one album. If you go read some backstory on him, you'll hear him say it or see him say it himself. He didn't know this was going to be his thing, but he had to get the activity knowledge. Once he did the activity and started rapping, he said, okay, I kind of like this. I kind of like the way I can build a business around this. I like the way that I can be an entrepreneur. And then he said, okay, I like the way I can build my own company and I can put other people on the opportunities. And then I can do this and then I can do that. But he had to go do it first to find out that this is something that he could actually do. He was kind of against it a little bit in many ways. But after he got into it, he assessed his experiences, assessed how he felt, saw the opportunities available to him that didn't quite exist yet. And then he figured it out. So some people, it comes, they know from the day that they're born. They come home from the hospital as a baby. They know what they want to be in life. Some people, they get it a little bit later. So don't feel bad about yourself if you're a blank age, but and you see people around you who say they know exactly what they want to do. Maybe they don't. Maybe they're just saying that, and they'll find out differently as time goes on. Don't feel badly if you have seen other people who figured it out earlier, or you have people in your ear or people around you or people who you've chosen to listen to who have made you feel like you need to figure out what you need to do with your life because you're filling the blank age and it's quote unquote time to get serious, or you need to figure out who you're going to be. Listen, you don't have to go the same path as everybody else. You don't have to follow the same path as your mom or your dad or your brother or the people in your school or somebody who you heard on the internet. Everyone has their own path, but you do need to be purposeful about this. Purposeful about the exact thing I'm saying is thinking about, giving yourself some actual time and space to think about, what do I really want to do with my life? Where do I want to be? What have I been through? What experiences do I have? What skills do I have? And you may need to try some new things out to really get answers to this question. You may not have the answer based on what you've been through so far in your life. It's completely okay if you don't have it yet, but you need to be purposeful about giving yourself time and space to find it. Give your subconscious mind the task of helping you figure it out. Now let's recap today's topic, which is my goal worth the effort, if you even have a goal yet? Number one, first of all, this is a question that you need to get an answer to pretty early on in your process, meaning before you begin, once you know exactly what will be expected of you, or once you have begun and you see what the game is about, what it entails. Okay, do I want to keep doing this? Am I willing to put this in Am I willing to do what is going to be required of me to get success in this? And maybe, hey, what opportunities may be available in this that someone else may not have explored just yet? Point number two, when I was on Scott Adams' Periscope, he said himself, many people underestimate their odds of success. And what I'm saying is, people often underestimate those odds of success because they don't understand that usually you only need one person to buy into you. You get the right one person to buy into what you're doing. Now everybody else is going to follow and want to run and jump on that bandwagon. And then the success becomes easy and you become the quote unquote overnight success, proverbially, as we say. Point number three, decide what the end situation is for you. When you're asking yourself, is your goal worth the effort? What is the end situation that I will be willing to sell out for? All of my forms of investment, time, money, attention, energy, and focus. You may have to give yourself some time to figure this out. Don't worry if you're 37 or you're 16 or you're 43. You haven't quite figured it out yet. Listen, everybody has their own time. Everybody has their own path. But you must be intentional about figuring out, giving yourself time and space to figure out, what is it that I'm willing to sell out for? There is something, you just haven't given your subconscious mind a task of delivering it to you just yet. But now is your job. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I have something free for you. The Super You, my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. I want to send you a free copy of that book, physical, not digital, not a PDF. All you need to do is go to DreAllDay.com/free, and I'll send you a free copy of The Super You. You take care of the shipping. Again, that's my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence called The Super You. Go to DreAllDay.com/free, and I'll send you a copy of that book. Do it now. Let's get to it. People like you who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life, with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.